Greetings and welcome to Sfatai Tiftach, our weekly 3-minute podcast on language and tefillah. In the first podcast, we looked at issues of pronunciation and vocalization of words. In this podcast, we're going to turn our attention to issues of parsing and proper phrasing of passages so that they make proper sense. I remember a very dear friend, Rabbi David Landesman, Zichor Livracha, told us the story about a man in his shul, an elderly man in his shul, when he was growing up, who got very, very excited in the middle of the recitation of Aleinu and yelled out, "Ein od emes malkeinu," which, of course, if translated literally, would mean "there is no more true God, true king," which, of course, is not what the fellow intended to say, but he didn't understand the words, and therefore he picked 4 words in a row and said them out loud. We want to make sure that our words not only are pronounced correctly, but also reflect the intent of the statement that we're trying to make and reflect, indeed, true beliefs. In the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Shishi, the psalm of the day that was recited in the Mikdash on Friday and that we say at the end of Tefillah, Sfaradim say it before the end of Tefillah, Ashkenazim closer to the end of Tefillah, the last verse which is said out loud by the Baal Tefillah is Edotecha ne'emnu me'od le'beitcha na'ava kodesh Adonai le'orech yamim. And as we have a habit which easily fall into, that when you have a phrase that makes, it's made up of an evenly distributed amount of words, like 4 words or 6 words or 8 words, we typically divide them into its halves. In this case, we have 9 words. Edotecha nimnu me'od is a phrase. Your statutes are very trustworthy. And therefore, instinctively, we break it up into another 3 words. Levetcha na'ava kodesh. Holiness is appropriate for your house. And then we say, Hashem li'orech yamim. But you think about what you're saying there, it's actually bordering on heresy. Hashem li'orech yamim means God is around for a long time. Of course not. God is around forever. And Hashem li'orech yamim, if said that way, really reflects a wrong belief and really must be corrected. The proper way to read it, and take a look at the Rishonim, the way they understand the Pasuk, is Edotecha ne'emnu me'od, Levetcha na'ava kodesh Adonai li'orech yamim. And as the Radak says, Hashem here is Lashon Kriya, meaning it's what we call vocative. You're calling out in the middle. And the sense of the Pasuk is Edotecha ne'emnu me'od, your laws are very trustworthy. Levetcha na'ava kodesh li'orech yamim. Holiness is appropriate for your house for a long time, Hashem. And in the middle, we use the Hashem as a calling out. And so therefore, when we say the Pasuk, the proper way to read it would be, Eidotecha ne'emnu me'od, Leveitcha na'ava kodesh, Adonai, la'orech yamim, Shabbat Shalom.